From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brexit supporters go for last laugh. Following Britain's historic vote to leave the EU, European leaders have begun to address how their relationship with their soon-to-be former colleague will evolve. Germany's Angela Merkel addressed the German parliament today. She says it is not a contradiction that Germany and the EU will have negotiations based on their own interests. It means that the achievements of the European Union cannot be questioned by a third state. She said that though Britain will lose the privileges that come with being an EU member, it will remain a close ally in NATO. She also warned that the EU must not lose sight of other pressing issues, such as the migrant crisis, but instead grow even stronger together and prevent further breakup. Now, in the European Union Parliament today, Nigel Farage, the head of the UK Independence Party, addressed that body. Mr. Farage, of course, was in the forefront of the British effort to leave the EU.
Isn't it funny? You know, when I came here 17 years ago, and I said that I wanted to lead a campaign to get Britain to leave the European Union, you all laughed at me. Well, I have to say, you're not laughing now, are you?
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Supporters of gun control in the U.S. are applauding a majority decision by the Supreme Court now to loosen federal restrictions preventing people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. A federal law makes it illegal for anyone with that type of conviction from possessing a gun. The 6-2 ruling on Monday was a victory for gun control advocates who have increased their efforts following this month's mass shooting at a nightclub in Orlando, Florida. This is VOA News.